Heavy rains are one thing, and a record-breaking hurricane is quite another. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Catastrophic. That's the word we're using today to describe what's happening in the Caribbean. We're also covering unreached people groups in one ministry's backyard, and we'll explain that in about 4 minutes. Our first story, all eyes remain on Hurricane Dorian as the storm inches its way into U.S. waters. Dorian spent the last few days wreaking havoc in the Bahamas, where it arrived Sunday as a Category 5 hurricane. Initial reports indicate catastrophic damage across the island nation. The Red Cross estimates that 45% of homes are severely damaged or destroyed. Now, while waiting for word from its partners, Marietta Osterhoff says Transworld Radio is surrounding the Caribbean in prayer.
We don't have a partner in the Bahamas. We have one in Haiti and in Cuba. But of course, we know we have listeners in this area. And many everyday folk, everything they own, it's gone. It's wiped out. So for them, it's really a big crisis right now. So it's important to pray for them, that they find help and that they find a hope.
TWR broadcasts hope to the Bahamas through a radio transmitter in Bonaire. Even if TWR's programs can't reach survivors right now, your prayers can.
People are so isolated when they are in a crisis. They have no electricity, no radio, maybe no internet. Pray that they feel that God is with them, that they're not alone.
This conversation continues at missionnews.org. Visit us there to read the full report and learn more about TWR's radio ministry.
We broadcast from Bonaire, that's very close to Venezuela, and we reach Cuba, and of course we also reach Bahamas.
Next, in early August, India revoked Article 370, which gave special status to India-occupied Kashmir. As the only Muslim region in India, this special status gave Kashmir autonomy. But with its revocation, FMI's Bruce Allen says phone and internet services were cut. Public assembly is now prohibited. Plus, India's move in Kashmir has critics questioning the country's already questionable religious freedoms.
Under Article 370, it had specified that no Indians from outside the IOK, so from another part of India, they would not be allowed to buy land inside the region. They could not permanently settle there. They couldn't run for political office there. Well, now that they've revoked Article 370, critics are thinking you're going to allow a whole flood of Hindu residents to come in, or Hindu immigrants to come into this area. So that is one of the concerns.
Is the current situation in Kashmir an attempt to further the Hindu supremacy agenda in India? Possibly. But as Christians, it's important to respond with prayer.
We want to pray that evangelism efforts would introduce people to the Prince of Peace, because that will be the only lasting peace that ever comes.
And in Kenya, an internationally high percentage of Christians hides dozens of unreached nations. To address this, World Mission is partnering with local believers to deliver scripture to these nations in the form of audio Bibles. Now, reaching these communities can be dangerous, as persecution is a common reaction. Recently, a local partner had his place of worship destroyed by a mob while he was attending training. But these setbacks only served to inspire him, according to Executive Director Greg Kelly.
What was interesting is that one of the topics in the training was, what is the church? And it's not about protecting a building, but rather equipping the real church to engage itself in activities that lead to multiplying disciples.
Kelly would like to see the global church become more aware of these unreached groups and the Christians who are working to reach them.
I think every follower of Jesus needs to have a knowledge of at least one unreached people group in their vocabulary, in their mind that they're praying for, whether it's the Orma, the Wata, the Wardi, the Pocomo. There's thousands of nations in the world that are yet to have their first gospel witness.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.